tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's August 15th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. All right, kids, we've got a lot of ground to cover and not a lot of daylight left to do it in, so let's go. Tesla launches a $700 Cybertruck cooler that fits in the frunk. Yeah, this is a tough one because, like, as much as I want to like it, there's just a lot of real issues going on here, but we're just going to keep going. Tesla describes the product on its order page. Keep your food and drinks cold on the road, at your campsite, or away from home with the Cybertruck cooler. Inspired by the durable, angular design of Cybertruck, this cooler is designed to fit perfectly in the front trunk of your Cybertruck. Made with premium stainless steel cladding and high-quality insulation to keep perishables cold and ice frozen for days at a time. As Fred writes, frunks are an awesome feature of electric vehicles. He finds them particularly useful in electric pickup trucks since pickups don't have trunks. Tesla's design results in an extremely short overhang up front, which means a relatively small front trunk. Now, despite that, and despite the fact that this thing does look really cool, you have to wonder why it is that Tesla, who has all the CAD drawings and knows exactly how much room they have to play with, decided to design a cooler that doesn't take up the entire frunk. Even more baffling, it doesn't have any kind of electrical system or electrical equipment to be able to plug into the battery for additional cooling or refrigeration. So I think this is a big miss. I can't say anything positive about it. Maybe you can. Definitely let us know about that in the comments. Now, if you want to spend a bunch of money on useless accessories, that cyber cooler is definitely one way to do it. If you want to get something a little more useful, Rivian has launched a handy new travel kitchen. It's on sale now, ready for immediate delivery. As Scooter Dahl writes, Rivian owners rejoice. The camp kitchen is back. Well, sort of. After teasing it months ago, Rivian has officially launched a new portable travel kitchen designed to give you all the necessary equipment you need to prepare food from your R1T, R1S, or wherever your adventure takes you. Now, before Rivian's first two production models launched, one of the most exciting features presented was the camp kitchen. This was a concept that could be stowed away and slid out from the R1T's gear tunnel underneath the rear seat. It sounded silly, it looked silly, but the camp kitchen helped sway many potential buyers into buying a relatively unknown EV brand at the time. And this spoke very highly and very well to Rivian's kind of outdoorsy, out in nature brand image, which it's still holding on to very successfully. That said, Rivian ended up pausing the availability of the camp kitchen in October 2022 for undisclosed reasons, citing at the time that the add-on would undergo a redesign. Rivian has remained relatively dark about the return of the travel-friendly kitchen in some form until March of this year following the debut of the R2 line. Today, Rivian has given us a full reveal of what it's calling the travel kitchen, complete with the components mentioned above, as well as a nifty traveling case. You can take a look at this thing here. It's got the slide-out drawer for all your utensils and barbecuing. It's got an integrated cutting board. This is a fantastic little thing if you want to take this out camping, not necessarily glamping. This is a little closer to camping than glamping for my tastes, but all the same, this is delivering on the promise that the original Rivian had when it was launched as a concept to say, like, look, you're going to be able to take this out, take it camping. I think it's a ton of fun. I can't wait to try one of these out. The new kitchen was once again specifically designed for the R1T pickup, but this go around, it can be utilized from the tailgate rather than the gear tunnel. The kit features a two burner induction cooktop optimized to share 1500 watts that can be powered by an R1 EV or any 120 volt power source with at least 15 amps of current. Other features include a cutting board made from recycled materials, storage drawers, plus dimmable hangout lights, complete with poles, all of which pack up into a carrying case for easy transport and storage while on the road. Interested in doing some cooking in the wild? Rivian states that Travel Kitchen is available to order now for $1,400 and will be followed up by, quote, an expanding adventure gear assortment coming soon. Now, while accessories are not necessarily Tesla's forte, one thing that they do seem to be getting better at is self-driving vehicles, and the promise of a robo-taxi is getting closer every day. That said, the Uber CEO thinks that Tesla is underestimating the complexity of running a customer fleet-based robo-taxi service. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi explains how Tesla is underestimating the complexity of running a fleet-based robo-taxi ride-hailing service. For years now, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has talked about the automaker solving self-driving and enabling its fleet of millions of customer vehicles to be onboarded on a Tesla-run robotaxi ride-hailing service. He described a scenario where Tesla owners would drive to work and then send their cars off to give autonomous rides, earning money while they work and sleep. Earlier this year, Tesla released a teaser of its autonomous ride-hailing app. Now, the CEO of ride-hailing leader Uber is commenting on Tesla's potential entry into the market on the Logan Bartlett Show podcast and highlighted some problems with Tesla's approach. Quote, probably the times at which you're going to want your Tesla are the same times ridership is going to be at its peak. There are peaks and valleys in terms of supply and demand. The CEO also questioned whether the average Tesla owner would want to let their vehicle be used by strangers on the network. Quote, it's not clear to me that the average Tesla owner or owner of any car is going to want to have that car be ridden in by a complete stranger. Khosrow Shahi also added that it's not so easy to build the entire customer service infrastructure for both the drivers and riders or vehicle owners and riders in Tesla's case. Quote, we've had to learn to build out a system that's able to make everything work for both the rider and the driver. It's taken us 15 years, tens of billions of dollars of capital. Despite all that, the CEO admits that self-driving is the future and could see Uber partnering with Tesla one day. Tesla seems to be experiencing some real competition from Rivian. They're going to be experiencing competition from Uber and Lyft, who surely will be innovating as well. And another area that they're experiencing competition is China. And NIO, one of the leaders in the Chinese electric vehicle market, just made its first Tesla Model Y Challenger, and the interior looks really familiar. NIO's answer to the Tesla Model Y is the new Onvo L60 electric SUV and is now rolling off the assembly line. As production kicks off, NIO's Onvo brand unveiled interior details for the first time, and at first glance, it looks really familiar. NIO is calling this an Urban Oasis AI smart cockpit and features a minimalistic setup that'll be familiar to any Tesla owner. Like the Model Y, the L60 has a large multi-use display in the center of the dash and no driver display. The 17.2-inch screen displays a similar setup to the Tesla with a picture of the vehicle on the left, maps on the left, a music widget in the lower left corner, and various buttons across the bottom. NIO also included an 8-inch screen for second row passengers. Different models of the Onvo L60 start with a 60 kilowatt hour battery good for 340 miles in the Chinese range cycle, all the way up to 620 miles for the L60 with 150 kilowatt hour battery. That compares pretty nicely to Tesla's Model Y all-wheel drive long range at 427 miles. The Chinese aren't the only companies coming after Tesla's crown, however. Ford showed its dealers its new low-cost EVs, including sedans, crossovers, SUVs, and pickups. Ford is doubling down on plans to launch low-cost EVs after showing dealers several new renderings. The latest images revealed electric sedans, crossover SUVs, and pickups that could hit the market to challenge Tesla and the Chinese leaders like BYD. Over the past few months, Ford has hired more than 20 ex-Tesla employees, 50 from Rivian, a handful from Lucid, and Apple's canceled Project Titan. Farley stressed that Ford and its rivals need to compete with low-cost Chinese EVs and Tesla or risk dwindling sales. Ford's CEO said, quote, 20 to 30% of your revenue is at risk if you cannot keep up. As the CEO of a company that had trouble competing with the Japanese and South Koreans, we have to fix this problem. Ford says he learned, quote, pretty quickly to bet on a smaller EV platform as it looks to keep up in the global EV race. Farley said on the company's Q2 earnings call last month that Ford, along with Rivian and Tesla, are the only OEMs outside of China controlling software across all of their vehicle domain. Ford's leader believes many rivals will turn to Chinese OEMs to use their platforms, just like Volkswagen with Xiaopeng. Dealers that attended the event said it was the first time in years that they were given such an extensive look at Ford's upcoming models, and many attendees left feeling upbeat about Ford's future plans. Now, finally, you know, we like to close off these shows with conversations about utilities, energy, sustainability. Today is no different. NL is deploying 6,000 sheep to 8 Texas solar farms. The Andover, Massachusetts-based renewable energy company, which is already the leading operator of utility-scale battery storage in Texas, is partnering with Texas Solar Sheep Company. Texas Solar Sheep will deploy 6,000 sheep to graze on more than 10,000 acres of NL's solar farmland, nearly 12 times larger than Central Park in New York City. Solar grazing is at the forefront of a booming agrivoltaics industry, and we are seeing more and more leaders in solar investing in long-lasting partnerships with farmers, creating new opportunities for American agriculture. That's all we've got for today, August 15th. No show on Friday. You're going to have to watch Seth and Fred go through their full week review. We will be back Monday.